Hello and welcome to Record Rep, the Adventist Record News Podcast. It's Tuesday, April 23. I'm Juliana Muniz, and helping me co-host this episode is
Jasmine Flamenco.
Jasmine is part of the communications team at North of South Wales Conference. She's joining us today because this episode is being recorded live from the North of South Wales Conference Big Camp, which we'll talk about in this episode. But first, Jasmine, what's making headlines this week?
A new Adventist motion picture telling the story of the origins of the Seventh-day Adventist Church was released this past week. Titled The Hopeful, the movie played in cinemas in the United States on April 17 and 18 and is expected to premiere in Australia in August.
And speaking of motion picture, the Adventist Church in Romania recently released a documentary titled Who Are the Adventists? The 93-minute film places the Adventist Church within the history of Christianity and explores the major contributions Adventists have made to Romania, including health and education networks and social assistance.
Researchers have found that mentally stimulating work plays a key role in staving off dementia. In a study of more than 7,000 Norwegians in 305 occupations, those who held the least mentally demanding jobs had a 66% greater risk of mild cognitive impairment and a 31% greater risk of dementia.
Now back to the South Pacific. We are speaking from the North of South Wales Big Camp, which is taking place from Friday, April 19 to Sabbath, April 27 at the Yarra Holiday Park in Stewart's Point. Big camps have been happening in Australia for more than a century. The first camp meeting was held in Queensland in October 1898. Today, big camps are run by all conferences in Australia and New Zealand. Several have already happened this year. North of South Wales Secretary Pastor Abel Iorgulescu explains how big camp is still relevant after so many years.
So while big camps initially started in the Adventist Church as a method of evangelism, this day is a method of reviving and inspiring our church members, reminding them of the blessed hope that we have, but at the same time of inspiring one another to continue to do the work that God has given us in that sharing the gospel with others. In North New South Wales Conference, we are very blessed to have an incredible team of dedicated people that are organizing workshops and presentations, first of all, for all age groups, which is exciting. Everyone is catered for, but at the same time for families to come and worship. Everyone finds a space at Big Camp.
With a varied range of programs and activities, Big Camps attract church members from all age groups. According to Pastor Jonathan Gillard, who is the Victorian Conference Associate Youth Director, the camp meeting contributes significantly to the spiritual growth of young people.
Victoria is a really large geographical conference and really spread out members-wise. So it's a really exciting opportunity at Big Camp to bring all of the conference together. Big Camp is essential for creating opportunities for our young people to make decisions for Jesus and to solidify some of the things they've been learning in their local churches and to give them an opportunity to make a commitment. So in juniors this year, we had 61 requests for baptism out of our juniors division, which was really exciting and shows just how important that week is. So now we send out the information to our local pastors and let them know these are the juniors and these are the ones that want to get baptized and have Bible studies, which is really cool.
Aiming to offer something for all the different needs of camp attendees, this year the North of South Wales Conference has introduced a new tent catering to neurodivergent children. Run by Pastor Piawa Fua and his wife Julianne, the Hyperactive Faith Tent is the first of its kind in Australia and provides a space for children with ADHD and autism. Pastor Afua, who has a son on the spectrum, accepted the challenge to run the tent to help other parents like him and his wife.
We've been attending the camps for the last 4 years. And we've noticed that because our son, he's on the spectrum, he's ADHD and also autism. He's been going to other tents and he doesn't fit into the other tents as well. So my wife, we wanted to do something about it because we'd noticed that we found that other children as well on the spectrum. We had the opportunity when Colleen came to preach at Narrabri, our church. And my wife and I started to share with her our vision and what we've wanted. And Colleen came out. It was a great idea. So she took it to the conference, to the committee, and they also loved the idea as well.
North New South Wales Family and Children's Ministry Director Colleen Savage explains how the tent caters to the specific needs of children on the spectrum.
Our theme was based on creation, and around that theme is a lot of sensory stuff. So you've got rice with toys and Play-Doh, puzzles, Lego, sensory swing, fidget toys, drawing, colouring. We've got a calming corner as well, where they with different breathing strategies, and we've got a sensory swing, because you know, swinging can calm children as well, with very calming music. So there's only instrumental music, only guitar or keyboard, and then while the activities are going, there's very calming Christian music going in the background. A dream for Julianne, Pierre's wife as well, for this tent, was to give parents some respite. So we've got the volunteers in there. The volunteers have got experience working with kids with special needs. We've had a lot of awesome feedback. I actually had one parent come to me on Monday night saying that her child has autism and ADHD. She came to me in tears saying that this is the first time her child's been able to make friends at big camp because he found someone that's similar to him. It's still a trial and we're learning as we go. But the kids and the parents are just so grateful and having a good time.
Yeah, our main goal is to let the parents and the children know that they are Christians. And that's our aim, is to also to create awareness in churches as well. Because we've gone through that experience with our child and we know the feeling. And our goal is to create a support group of the parents as well, reaching out to the parents and also with their children.
And that wraps up this week's episode of Record Rap. Thank you for tuning in.
You can also receive news straight into your inbox by subscribing to the Record Weekly e-newsletter.
We'll be back next week with more news from around the South Pacific Division. See you then.
This is an Adventist Media Podcast.